1420 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Stop surfing the dial. You've found the greatest station ever. Locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Rocket Mortgage.
I'm Christopher Cruz in Washington. Police in Colorado Springs, Colorado, are still collecting evidence and interviewing people who were in Club Q during Saturday's mass shooting. Five people were killed, 17 injured.
Army veteran Richard Fierro said he tried to kill the gunman who opened fire in the middle of a Colorado Springs nightclub Saturday night. His daughter's boyfriend, Raymond Green Vance, was among five killed.
And my daughter got to spend her last day with him, happy.
Also killed were Ashley Paw, Kelly Loving, and bartenders Derek Rump and Daniel Aston.
A nightmare that you can't wake up from.
Aston's mother, Sabrina, said her son was always smiling.
He did what he loved to do, bartending, and then he got to do, you know, shows.
Marissa Adamas, CBS News, Colorado Springs.
A deadly crash at a store Monday.
At least one person is dead and nearly two dozen others are injured after an SUV crashed into an Apple store in Hingham, Massachusetts, south of Boston. Dr. Christopher Burns is with South Shore Hospital.
Multiple patients with life-threatening and limb-threatening injuries.
The driver remained on scene, but no word yet on what happened behind the wheel.
CBS's Matt Piper. Anti-Semitic social media statements and threats allegedly made by two men has led to their arrest, says CBS's Nora O'Donnell.
They were arrested at a train station on Saturday, hours after Jewish organizations tipped off police to the threat. Investigators say the suspects were armed with a gun, high-capacity magazine, a Nazi armband, and a military-style knife.
Federal law enforcement officials say they've made arrests in the Los Angeles area as they work to eliminate organizations that have been mass-producing fake pills that contain fentanyl. U.S. Attorney Martin Estrada.
In many cases, the victim did not know that the product they were ingesting contained fentanyl. And in many cases, the drug dealer selling this product was responsible for more than one death.
The former host of The Tonight Show has been released from the hospital. CBS's Steve Futterman now in Los Angeles.
Jay Leno spent 10 days at the Grossman Burn Center undergoing two surgical procedures. The hospital released a picture of a smiling Leno along with members of the medical staff. He will still require outpatient treatment.
NASA's unmanned Orion capsule has reached the moon. It whipped around the far side, passing within about 80 miles of the moon on Monday, the first time a capsule's been so close to the moon since the Apollo program 50 years ago. The jury begins deliberating later Tuesday morning in the case of Oath Keepers founder Stuart Rhodes and four associates. The jury, for the first time, will be deciding if the actions of any of the defendants on January 6th amounted to seditious conspiracy, the most serious of possible charges. This is CBS News.
Presented by Rocket Mortgage. Whether you're looking to purchase a new home or refinance yours, Rocket Mortgage can help you get there. For home loan solutions that fit your life, Rocket can.
Eric was way behind on his taxes.
I owed a lot of money to the IRS, almost $15,000. I tried to make payments.
The IRS wasn't satisfied with Eric's efforts, so they came after him full force.
They're coming to put a lien and a hold on all my income, my home, my car. I was just overwhelmed at what to do.
Then Eric called Optima Tax Relief.
When Optima Tax got involved, the calls would stop, the threats would stop. It was easy, like, 1, 2, 3.
Optima Tax Relief is A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau, and their team of expert tax professionals took care of Eric's problem.
I owe $15,000, and now my debt is clean. I don't owe anything.
Take Eric's advice.
If you have a tax problem, you need to call Optima Tax now.
Call Optima Tax Relief for a free consultation. Call 800-343-6460. 800-343-6460. 800-343-6460.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Light the lamp.
All the way down, he scores! A 200-foot empty net goal for the captain.
And defend the ice.
Driving in, centering pass. Oh, great sliding left pad save.
This is America's college hockey capital.
Fire one towards the net, it scores!
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger hockey.
Right here on WFHR, locally grown radio, your home for Wisconsin sports.
For Civic Media, I'm Melissa Kay with your local news update.
The body found in a Portage County ditch on November 12th has been identified as Safandre Lindsay, age 41, of the Chicago area. The body was located along a portion of 110th Street North, south of Washington Avenue in the town of Grant. The circumstances around Safandre's death are still being investigated, and the cause of death has not yet been determined pending results of the autopsy, which was performed by the University of Wisconsin-Madison Department of Pathology. The DNR is reminding hunters to clean gear and equipment after hunting to keep the spread of invasive species from moving into other parts of the state. This includes cleaning ATVs and UTVs, as well as boots, outer equipment, and anything else that went into the woods while hunting. The Packers are off until Sunday night when they take on the Eagles on the road at 7:20 p.m. And that's the news update on your locally grown radio station.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Partly cloudy overnight with a low of 13. Southeast winds around 5 miles per hour. Overcast skies tomorrow. Daytime high is approaching 36. Teen tomorrow night mainly clear. A mix of clouds and sunshine and dry. Wednesday, clouds on the increase by Thursday. Upper 30s. Wednesday, low 40s by Thursday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently it's 14.
From the home of the Cranberry Blossom Festival, your news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
Great president, and I was proud to work with him. It's all about losing. I'm not sure that's going to be enough to dethrone Donald Trump. Do you get the point there, Don? It's not just that he's a loser, which he is. It's that Donald Trump is an existential threat to democracy. You know, it's not just time to turn the page. It's time to scorch earth the former. At least that'd be my opinion. But
well, I mean, you know, it's
kind of like
thing,
to see him on the ballot.
He's definitely a loser. And the good news is if he divides the Republican Party, as he seems to do, the Republican Party's in disarray, he'll never get close to the halls of power once again. And so, therefore, he can be as crazy as he wants, but if he bangs his hell against the cell wall, they'll just give him a padded cell wall.
Yeah, but Merrick Garland could have brought those indictments with her without special counsel.
Now your boy Alvin Bragg in New York, Curdy.
Oh, now he gets courageous.
I told you, man. He's waiting for someone else to do the lifting. Folks, we are the Devil's Advocates. Our pal Scott Ross going to join us at the top of the Happier Happy Hour, plus your calls, 844-967-2789. Stick around.
I feel like all the women we have on our show, like our co-hosts, always get too famous for us. And then
I would just like to think that we are fertile ground from which they can blossom. We are the manure from which they spring.
The manure from which they spring. I was going to say holding fort, but I think your metaphor is way better.
Up North News Radio with Pat Krylo airs at its new time from 6 to 8 a.m. weekdays across Civic Media.
Life had a remote control. You could pause or rewind. Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. Take the 1-minute risk test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
I love this song!
I love nachos.
Loving everything? You might be buzzed.
You know what I'd love?
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
WAUK will be broadcasting the Waukesha Christmas Parade live, and you can become a sponsor. Call us at 262-232-8164. Sponsorship includes an on-air interview during the live broadcast of the Christmas Parade. A portion of the proceeds goes directly to the Waukesha Memorial Fund. Please call at 262-232-8164. That's 262-232-8164.
Speaker Voss, I understand you don't have any children. Does that mean he's been possibly practicing
sex with
contraceptives?
What?
Or is he just less than a man? How do you go through the entire life, three wives later, and no chitlins?
Shooting blanks?
Perhaps.
Pull and pray.
Doubtful.
Not getting any.
Unlikely.
Unable to perform.
More likely.
Paying for it.
I hate to judge.
We don't judge here. We're the Devil's Advocate.
Listen to the Devil's Advocates live weekdays from 3 to 6 p.m.
So all you folks out there, if you haven't registered to vote, register to vote. Get ready to vote. There are so many things on the ballot this November, at our freedom, our liberty, and our way of life. But we'll get to all of that this evening.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m. on the Shaw 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM.
I was about to get on the radio and be interviewed, and all of a sudden, I see something out of the corner of my eye move. It was a squirrel.
Oh, that's not good.
Listen Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. for As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Pry.
I couldn't find the squirrel, but I knew it was somewhere in the house. I ended up naming him Albert. He was relocated to Brookfield, so he is now a suburban squirrel.
Listen to As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Pry right here on the Shaw 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM.
What grows in the forest? Our imagination and our family bonds. The forest is closer than you think. Find a forest near you at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey. Pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUS Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
If I could be you.
And you could be me.
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
You're not too cool for me. And in return, I reciprocate that sentiment. I'll never be too cool for you. I was a man with a plan, but now I'm a dad with a decree, and you can't take that from me. Please let it be noted that I told my job they can dock my pay. Right now, it's just too important to take you to school every day. I want to be legendary for you. I want you to puff out your chest when you go to school the same way I do. I walk taller because of you, because I found everything to live for.
That's dedication. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Mom was always very organized, but my sister and I noticed she started to forget things.
Telling my girls about my Alzheimer's diagnosis was hard.
But Mom's early detection gave us time to make a plan.
My sister and I were there for Mom and each other.
If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. For more information, visit alz.org/time-to-talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
It's 4 a.m., Monday, and you're literally sucking baby snot through a tube because she's congested. Man, that's love. And if you love her that much, love her enough to make sure she's buckled in the right car seat. To make sure your child's in the right seat for their age and size, visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Show them you love them. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
54. So it's too late to start saving for retirement, right?
Not right. Starting to save, even in your 50s, can really make a difference.
Right now, saving seems hard to wrap my head around.
AARP makes it easy. Go to aceyourretirement.org and chat with Avo, the friendly digital retirement coach. It's free and only takes 3 minutes.
I like 3 minutes.
Answer some questions and get personalized tips to help boost your retirement savings.
Thanks.
Just head to aceyourretirement.org. That's aceyourretirement.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
This is your captain. We are going to be experiencing some slight turbulence. Please fasten your... Oh, hold on. Just got a video of my cat.
Imagine the pilot of an airplane was as confident as you are texting and driving. Seems kind of crazy when you put it like that.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
To protect his family from disaster, Steve used his camera phone.
Done.
By taking pictures of his important documents, Steve can always have them stored online. Learn more simple disaster prep tips at ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
You are listening to pre-recorded content on Devil Radio. To see our station's entire live lineup, check out devilradio927.com. Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. 3, 2, 1. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome back. Hour two of the Devil's Advocates Radio Show rolling into the happier Monday happy hour. Dom, as mentioned earlier, Crudy on the road, Amory, beautiful Minneapolis out market. Welcome to our KTNF 950 AM listeners. Welcome to our Lake Air 1260 AM listeners. And Dom, welcome to our fine guest for the hour. He is Scott Ross. He's a Twitter firebrand and a friend of ours. Scott, now that Trump's back on Twitter, man, do you feel like you have a new purpose in life?
I feel like I blocked him. I don't want to see his stuff. I blocked him. I actually blocked Elon Musk too. I don't want to see his stuff either. So I'm choosing to resign in disgust rather than quit, I suppose.
Now, did they block you before you blocked them, Scott?
No. There's a, you know, usually the people who block me, it's interesting, like at least people I know, noteworthy people I know who blocked me on Twitter are all like Republican members of the media, like George Stanley, the editor in chief of the Journal Sentinel. He blocked me in One Wisconsin Now when I used to work there long, long ago. And some of the other clowns. Chachi blocks me.
Chachi.
But he blocks everybody. I got that Travis Tritt block when, you know, he was doing that, when he was blocking everybody. Meghan McCain, who's you may have heard her father was John McCain. You may have heard her mention that one or 2 million times. Who else? Couple of the clowns from the New York Times. Anyhow, who cares about that? What's happening? We have a new day dawning here in Wisconsin. Thank goodness.
You know, Scott Ross, I feel like I'm running for something, man. I'm traveling all 72 of Wisconsin's counties apparently this month. But we think it's very important. I don't know if you saw this during the elective cycle. The New York Times ran an article about Ron Johnson. And Ron Johnson had gone running to right-wing talk radio for 96 hours this year,
yep.
Over 300 mm-hmm. interviews, Scott. And yep. And we as Democrats wonder why it is that through the long course of an elective cycle, we always just seemingly sometimes come up a little bit short. And I would theorize, Scott, it might be because we don't have the same messaging platform. Well, I'd like to think that's changing, Scott. But when you look around at the outcome of the last election, the midterms, what do you see changing about the state of Wisconsin?
Well, I mean, I think you make a great point. Like, the Democrats are completely and totally outgunned when it comes to the noise machine, the echo chamber, the opportunities to disseminate message that the Republicans have. And, you know, the clowns in
News talk and sports on both sides of the dial from Wisconsin Rapids and beyond. Locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Atmospheres in which it's not journalism, it's a right winger lobbing softballs at a right winger so that they get out their talking points. You know, I mean, I'll say this about you guys, like you actually do ask questions and don't just take the company line and have challenged, and I believe me on, you know, more than one occasion as to the you know, forcing me to defend my viewpoint. You know, you're not just like a, you're not just like an echo chamber. But I, you know, I think that we are, you know, that's one vehicle in which we're outgunned on. I think Democrats, I'm saying Democrats are outgunned in that aspect. I think we're also outgunned because our people are less aggressive about trying to counter the Republicans in these different vehicles. You know, hate radio in Milwaukee, like, I mean, I don't know how many times I reached out to Charlie Sykes's producer and to his station manager and to, you know, the head of whatever that radio network was, at Journal Communications, saying this guy's on the radio trashing me. I want to be on to defend myself. I want to be on to challenge that. And they responded that, you know, I remember the one guy responded, I still have the email, where he said, you know, he's not going to tell any journalist like Charlie Sykes who they have to have on their show, you know. And Clan O'Donnell over on that other, you know, Clavern radio station is no different in terms of their cowardice. They'll attack, but they won't have people on. I mean, you guys always used to have Ron Johnson on. I don't know, does he still come on your show?
We don't let him on anymore, man. We had a little falling out a while back, but I appreciate that, Scott. And yeah, we do try to have the conversation. I take the old adage, man. You're sitting next to each other having a drink in a bar, and you give me a line of BS, I'm going to challenge you on it. Or not you, but you know, whoever it may be. I mean, that you got to have some, you know, credibility. You got to get a baseline for conversation, and that's what we certainly try to do. And all voices are welcome, all thoughts are welcome. But if they suck, we're going to call you out on it.
With regards, yes, men are boring.
You're right, you know. Man. The election, lot of money. I know you took some umbrage, Scott Ross, with what the finder's fee that the Ulines and some of the big Hendricks, the big donors of Ron Johnson, gave when he gave them a $250 million tax break. Scott, what's your impression on how much money, number one, is impacting elections generally, but this specific deal with Ron Johnson, Ulines, and the Hendricks, what are your thoughts there, man, and how that affected this election?
Yeah, I mean, for years and years, we tried to do things, you know, like McCain-Feingold or whatever, you know, and pretend that was going to somehow help. But, you know, like Jeff Goldblum said in the original, you know, in the original Jurassic Park, life finds a way and money finds a way. No matter how you try and curtail it, it's going, and it's like squeezing a balloon, it's going to pop out another end. And the thing, I think the challenge that you have is that Citizens United basically, and that was the decision, of course, that allowed 501c4s to do direct advocacy. That's the essential of, you know, One Wisconsin Now was a 501c4. And we, prior to, you know, not that we ever like told you how to vote, but we could have after that. We chose not to, in protest of what the Supreme Court was doing. Plus, you know, what was the point? Like, I there is enough Democrats I dislike. I don't want to, you know, it didn't make any sense for the purposes of our organization. We were advocating for progressive advocacy, for progressive policies and ideas and values. And so what Citizens United did in changing the law so that 501c4s could do direct advocacy is it basically undid the balance of campaign finance laws in the state of Wisconsin. Because what happened is that, you know, or I'm sorry, across the country, because like corporate donations in Wisconsin are prohibited. There are campaign finance limits. And everything has to be disclosed. And Citizens United removed all of those things. So somebody like, you know, Diane Hendricks, the wealthiest woman in Wisconsin, can write a check to a 501c4 organization and they can just spend whatever they want. We don't know it. You know, it happens that they gave it to a super PAC because it was federal spending, which has different rules, you know, than state spending. But that's, you know, I mean, it's obscene. Let's say the numbers. Over the course of the Trump tax cuts, the Ulines and Diane Hendricks stand to make $500 million, $500 million over the life of the tax cuts. What you reference is what they've gotten already.
Yes.
Okay. Ron Johnson specifically publicly extorted Trump to have the kinds of companies that Uline, Hendricks, and Ron Johnson operates, pass-throughs, be eligible for an enormous tax break that every financial analyst will tell you top to bottom is something that rich people do, not poor people, not the middle class. These companies are run by rich people and owned by rich people. And so he publicly extorted this tax break for them. Trump, you know, said, oh, yeah, sure. Paul Ryan says we can do this. Hell yeah. You know, Paul Ryan, who's from like the same, you know, neighborhood as Diane Hendricks. And as a result, they basically wrote, at least as far as we know so far, $30 million in campaign finance spending for the effort against Mandela Barnes and on behalf of Ron Johnson. And he, and that was actually the gap between the two, you know, in terms of the spending. But the idea that you could give somebody a tax break and they could turn around and basically underwrite your campaign is obscenity. I mean, it is obscene. And so,
Scott, let me jump in here for just a moment.
Yeah, please,
Ben
shut
Wickler,
me up.
The Democratic Party has gotten quite good at raising gobs of money also, let's call it from Hollywood, from moneyed interest. Scott, how is that any different when Ben Wickler's raising $100 million or when a super PAC's doing it? And I realize different federal and state campaign finance laws, but it's direct corporate giving to a party, is it not?
Now, the corporate giving to the party is different. There is a segregated account that there are only certain things that you can spend. You can only give $12,000 as a corporation to the party. And let's just say, remember, all these changes that allow this were made by Scott Walker and the Republican-controlled legislature. The Democrats, you know, complained about. But I don't blame the Democrats for trying to compete and, you know, superseding the Republicans when it came to that. But it's individual money that you're talking about that's going, you know, Dom, that, or Mike, that's going to the actual, to the Democratic Party. There is, again, a very small segment, $12,000 per corporation you can get. And that that only has specific uses that it can be. It can't be to put television ads up saying vote for, you know, vote for Tony Evers or anything like that. And I think there are the finance laws are even stricter for federal candidates, which is why when we were complaining about the DCCC and House Majority PAC leaving Brad Path in Western Wisconsin high and dry, that it, it wasn't the party's fault.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Scott Ross, our pal, Firebrand, he's a Gemini, Mr. Ethics. You got a few more minutes for us on the other side of the short break?
Sure.
Absolutely. I want to get into that conversation in a little bit more detail. The Brad Path, whose fault was it? Was it anybody's fault? Did the DCCC not step up enough? Did Ben Wickler do the right things? You do the right things, folks. We are the Devil's Advocates. That is Scott Ross, our pal. Going to stick around for just a little bit more. You can join us on the phones as well. Happy Monday to us all. The politics, they never stop. 844-967-2789. We will be right back.
The Devil's Advocates.
Aaron Mostofsky, who rioted at the U.S. Capitol on January 6th, was dressed as Captain Caveman. QAnon shaman meets Law and Order?
Right. I mean, he pulled it off a whole lot better than Aaron Mostofsky.
Well, let me read a quote from the judge in this case. I hope you'll leave some of this fantasy world behind. Mostofsky was sentenced to 8 months in prison.
Looking at the guy, he might be one who loses his mattress on the first day. Breaking news.
Follow the Devil's Advocates on Facebook and Twitter.
Hump Day equals Hump Day. Greg Bach Day.
It is. Put that on your tombstone.
Oh, yeah.
Listen Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. for As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
Yes, you've just convinced me towards a burial service now. That's it.
Was it cremation before? Was that your go-to?
Viking funeral?
Listen to As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry right here on the Shaw 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM.
We have to really understand how critically important.
Your place for this area's news, talk, and sports. We are locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM. Game day, Green Bay and Minnesota. Place, the frozen tundra.
Kick off your new year by scoring tickets to this longtime rivalry at Lambeau Field January 1st. It's our New Year's Day Green Bay giveaway from WFHR. Register for your chance to win two tickets at one of our Dropbox sponsors. Jennings in Wisconsin Rapids, Hoosels at the Lakes in Rome, La Taqueria in Wisconsin Rapids, and Piggly Wiggly in Nacoosa. One registration per person per location ends November 28th. One name then drawn at each Dropbox sponsor wins a $50 gift card and a chance to win the tickets. The game day winner will be randomly drawn and announced on November 30th. It's the New Year's Day Green Bay Giveaway from locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Fly your team flag.
Down he goes, another sack.
Cue up, jump around, and rep your Cardinal and white Bucky gear.
He's gone all the way.
It's Badger football.
Touchdown, Wisconsin.
Let's go.
Six more on the board for the Wisconsin Badgers.
Join us Saturday. It's the regular season finale against the rival Gophers. Our coverage begins at 12:30.
Right here on WFHR, locally grown radio, your home for Wisconsin sports.
This message is for Karina, our mom who finished her high school diploma at age 28. Hi, Mom. It's Amethyst and Nicholas.
Congratulations on getting your diploma.
You worked so hard and have taught us so much.
We love you.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Hey, it's Kristen Bry from Asgos, Wisconsin, which is now a radio show. That's right, I'm taking the same fun and uncomplicated approach to talking about state and local news to the airwaves. Starting July 5th, me and my friends from all parts of the state and all different backgrounds will break down the Wisconsin headlines in a way that informs, entertains, and hopefully makes you laugh. Tune in to Asgos, Wisconsin with Kristen Bry, Monday through Friday from 12 p.m. to 2 on 101 FM, The Shaw, and WAUK 540 AM.
Childhood should be the happiest time of life, but for many children living in poverty with blindness, facial deformities, and other crippling conditions, it's riddled with pain, rejection, shame, and isolation. At Mercy Ships, we're answering the cries of some of the world's most forgotten children and adults through free, life-changing surgeries, surgeries that turn despair into hope. These once heartbroken boys and girls, and many men and women too, are now restored, accepted, and on their way to a life of opportunity and joy. No one can change the world on their own, but together we can transform it by restoring hope to one person, one child at a time. Volunteers from your community and around the globe are bringing life-changing healing and hope to the forgotten poor. To learn how you too can help change the world, one child at a time, go to mercyships.org today.
Over the Back Fence has moved. Tune in on Saturdays at 11 a.m. for an hour of water cooler talk, items you're looking to buy or sell, upcoming events in central Wisconsin, or just whatever. Join the conversation by calling 715-424-2600, and we'll go over the back fence at its new day and time, Saturdays at 11 a.m., right before the Sunshine Polka Party Show. It's the audio community bulletin board that comes to you. We'll see you there.
For Civic Media, I'm Melissa Kay with your local news update. The names of the individuals involved in a fatal vehicle accident on Friday, November 18th, in the village of Amherst Junction have been released. 58-year-old passenger Miguel Angel Hernandez Valdivia from Appleton died as a result of injuries sustained in the crash. The driver of the vehicle has been identified as Axel Cruz Zelaya, age 30, from Appleton. Cruz Zelaya was arrested for operating the vehicle without a valid driver's license, causing death. The three other uninjured passengers were 29-year-old Jorge Isaac, 47-year-old Luis Lopez, and 36-year-old Orlando Zelon, all from Appleton. The incident remains under investigation at this time to determine the cause and circumstances of the crash. The Wisconsin Badgers football team will play a bowl game for the 21st straight season after beating Nebraska on Saturday. Wisconsin hosts Minnesota to close out the regular season this week. And that's the news on your locally grown radio station.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR.
partly cloudy overnight with a low of 13. Southeast winds around 5 miles per hour. Overcast skies tomorrow, daytime highs approaching 36. Teen tomorrow night mainly clear. A mix of clouds and sunshine and dry Wednesday. Clouds on the increase by Thursday. Upper 30s Wednesday, low 40s by Thursday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently it's 14.
Us. They completely and totally failed us, you know, and you know, I hate to see a Democrat lose, especially in a tight race, but, you know, the head of the DCCC, Sean Maloney, actually lost his race in New York City. Yeah. And there's some of us who, like, you know, unless that's the deciding vote, you know, for keeping the House majority, good riddance, you know. But that's a thing, like, it's back to the first thing that you were talking about, Mike, which is, we've got, you know, Democrats have to have accountability towards these clowns. And that is using aspects like the radio, because every community doesn't have a newspaper anymore, you know, but every county has a radio station. Everybody who turns on their radio dial can hear something, and providing that, you know, accountability, not 3 weeks before the election when you just throw up a bunch of ads, but throughout the year, throughout the 2 year cycle, yeah, is something that Democrats are utterly and completely failing on. And I only say that because I had skin in the game, because at One Wisconsin Now, we did accountability and we found stuff out about Republicans who were violating our values. And we got that into the press because it is important, because people who vote tend to be older. And those people still get their news from radio, from television, and from newspapers. And so leaving that cheddar on the table and not, you know, not put something in there because you can't buy it, you know, you got to get your people on the air. You got to get those contrasts made. You got to show the difference between them and us.
That Scott, hasn't happened. I don't want to interrupt this fine conversation, but I got a few more questions. Our fine guest, Scott Ross, for a few more minutes. Scott, a two-parter to close out the segment. Gerrymandering. Does the state Supreme Court, and if we can just get someone who's not a conservative elected, could that change the outcome? And second part, citizen referendum. Scott, is it time in the state of Wisconsin for we the people to go lobby, because this intransigent governance of gerrymandered Republicans against the Democratic governor means nobody's satisfied? Could we go lobby both sides for citizen referendums, binding sorts? Your thoughts, Scott Ross.
Okay, I'll take the first part first. The first part first is, yes, I believe that the maps are so clearly unconstitutional that they will, that if we get a progressive court majority, that will be overturned. On your second thing, I'm a little more scared than you are, you know, because referendum costs money. And, you know, that scares me about whether or not, given all the might that business has and the Republicans have, would Democrats be able to compete? That's not to say I don't think it's not a bad idea, because, like, this government is completely and totally unresponsive to us, the legislature. But if we change the maps, that might change it too. So I'll hold it out. I'll hold out. You got some points, Mike.
Scott Ross, our pal, thank you so much once again, man. We'll talk to you soon, brother.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us. It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free. You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
We have a full hour with Milwaukee County Executive David Crowley.
Yes, thank you for having me. So glad to be in studio.
Listen Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. for As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
Now, whether you're a Democrat or Republican, whether you are a union member or business owner, picking up your garbage has no partisan lines. Making sure people can get to and from work shouldn't have partisan lines.
Listen to As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry right here on the Shaw.
self-monitor your blood pressure in 4 easy-to-remember steps. Self-monitoring is power. Visit ManageYourBP.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council, the American Heart Association, and the American Medical Association, in partnership with the Office of Minority Health and Health Resources and Services Administration.
Finish your high school diploma for you and your family. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
What is dadication?
People ask, how your children learn how to ride a bike and you didn't. I just created an environment where they taught themselves and all I had to do was be there.
That's dedication. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Ready for our little forest adventure?
Yes!
There's a forest closer than you think. Find a park or forest near you and music inspired by nature at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by USDA Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Nearly 1 in 2 U.S. adults have high blood pressure. That's why it's important to self-monitor your blood pressure in 4 easy-to-remember steps. It starts with a monitor. Be next to talk to your doctor about your blood pressure numbers. Get down with your blood pressure. Self-monitoring is power. Visit ManageYourBP.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council, the American Heart Association, and the American Medical Association, in partnership with the Office of Minority Health and Health Resources and Services Administration.
People do some pretty cool things in their 40s and 50s, like go back to college, learn to skateboard. Okay, maybe that one's not for everybody, but saving for retirement is. At aceyourretirement.org, you can get on track with your retirement savings no matter your age. Just have a free 3-minute chat with the friendly digital retirement coach, Avo, and receive personalized tips to help boost your savings. Start chatting with Avo today at aceyourretirement.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
I'm 54, so it's too late to start saving for retirement, right?
Not right. Starting to save, even in your 50s, can really make a difference. At aceyourretirement.org, in just 3 minutes, you'll get a free personalized retirement plan. That's aceyourretirement.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
The Devil's Advocates. So relevant, they have one foot in tomorrow.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, rolling through the happier Monday happy hour. Always happy when Scott Ross comes around.
Yeah.
Our sometimes Twitter offensive friend, always ethical, Scott Ross. He's a friend of ours. Thanks, Scott. Dom, I got both of my feet right now in Polk County. I'm in Amory, Wisconsin, up here, you know, trying to change hearts and minds. Make sure our facility is ready so we can roll out the 1260 AM WXCE. We've been on the air, Don, but, you know, you really can't claim a community until you got your troops on the ground, boots on the ground in this.
Until you run a bar tab at the local tavern, you're really not part of the community.
Oh, I've done that all weekend. I'm not sure if it's all business expense, but I might.
You know, it is, you know, now.
That's for the accountant to figure out, Don. You know, something we didn't reference before the weekend, I'd like to get out here, but first, $6.6 billion budget surplus in the state of Wisconsin. It's amazing when a Democrat's in command. We've got massive surpluses under the last guy. What was Scott Walker's problem?
Well, he claimed he solved a $3.6 billion budget deficit, Crudy, but you and I both know that's not true.
Well, in what was his biggest remedy for what ailed the state of Wisconsin? It was Foxconn. How'd that work out for us? I mean, seriously, how was Foxconn?
Who? Did we? What?
Yeah, Foxconn. They don't
the
eighth do
wonder
right?
of the world. Yeah,
a $4.5 billion boonswoggle, and I know the state hasn't actually expended all of that, but you know, just the lost aspirational outcome, Dom. It was a joke. What else did Scott Walker do? Well, he never legalized marijuana. We know that cost us at least 10,000 jobs, about $200 million a year. But he also blocked the building of a casino, which would have created about 10,000 permanent jobs, a lot of tax revenue to the state of Wisconsin. And, you know, they had offered to help replace the necessity of public financing for the Milwaukee Bucks. That cost us about $250 million, all because the failed former Republican Governor Scotty Wanker wanted to run for president, and like 400 people in Iowa had written him a letter. Please don't extend more parimutuel gambling because, you know, Adelson, he'll write you a big check. But Dom, what was Scott Walker's big promise? Create a lot of jobs,
yes.
Right?
Oh, 200,000 jobs? Yes, 200,000 jobs.
Maybe it's 250,000. He didn't do it over two times.
Whatever it was, he broke that promise.
He broke that promise. Do you see what the BLS numbers were for last year, Dom, here in the state of Wisconsin?
No, tell me.
58,800 non-farm jobs created and 54,600 private sector jobs year over year. And last year, a year ago at this time, I'm not saying the pandemic was fully over, but I mean, we weren't in lockdown mode a year ago at this time, Dom. We were not. We were beyond the pandemic effectively.
Yes, that's correct.
So the data shows that Wisconsin's unemployment rate is 3.3%, and the labor participation rate is 65.3%. Now, compare that with the national average, Dom, low 62s. So Wisconsin, almost 4%, if you round up, 4% greater than the national on labor participation rate. So, you know, we're pretty damn close to fully employed here in the state of Wisconsin, right?
Yes.
And here was what I would point out. What would Scott Walker solve? A manufacturer tax credit. Manufacturing agricultural tax credit,
yes.
I believe. Massive industries. You know, think of these industrialists. Let's call them, I don't know, these Ron Johnson Family Trust. And they get to claim their manufacturers, and they set themselves up under Wisconsin tax law for a 0.3% tax liability. 0.3%, not 3%,
0.3%.
Which would still be astronomically low for a very profitable corporation. They're at 0.3%. You know, that's what your buddy Ron Johnson benefits from, the newly reelected self-serving senator from the state of Wisconsin.
And I want to pay a 0.3% tax rate, too.
Well, you got to have a special designation. You got to be Republican friendly, and you got to be what? A manufacturer or agricultural interest. But as we've pointed out many times, Dom, what was the benefit? Well, they said, well, look at how many jobs we didn't lose, right? A disprovable thing. Right. You can't quantify that. Right. Statistically,
a measure you can't prove or disprove.
I feel like we kept a lot of jobs because of my grandiose tax giveaway to rich manufacturers. That was the Scott Walker solve for everything, a tax cut for the rich. Well, you know, I haven't always loved Governor Tony Evers, recently reelected, you know. But here's what I will say, Dom, is I've been out here in the communities. You know, like I said, I feel like I'm touching 72 counties all around the state of Wisconsin. But as I go to the main streets, little hometowns, guess what? Main streets are thriving in this state, Dom. There are a lot of new businesses that came out of the pandemic. People that quit their jobs and said, you know what? I'll do it myself. And with a 10,000.
You're tuned into your home for the Wisconsin Badgers on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
In startups, in brand new businesses. Are some going to fail? Hell yeah, they will. But the manufacturing interest over all of the manufactured tax breaks, the hundreds and billions of dollars that we as a state have failed to collect from the richest manufacturing interest in the state, has failed to create jobs. And Tony Evers, through this specific policy, putting 10 grand in the hands of little businesses, Dom, I'm telling you what, man, it has gotten very hard to find a little vacant storefront in hometown Wisconsin right now. I like business on Main Street, Dom. Guess what? So do a lot of other small businesses, and they have not only been inspired by this $10,000 grant, they have taken a big risk, because being an entrepreneur, that's a scary thing. It's a lot scarier than cashing a paycheck, but there are so many Wisconsinites that have done that. In Amory, where I'm sitting right now, they have had 35 applicants for that $10,000 grant, and over 31 have been accepted. That is $310,000 poured in to the main street of a town of 2,200, Dom. And you know what? Good luck finding real estate on Main Street in Amory.
Right. That's excellent. 844-967-2789. It's great to hear that. And the investment, quote unquote, the lack of revenue received through this manufacturing agribusiness tax credit, not only was it not something that created the jobs they said was going to create, but it also blew the budget. What they said was going to be $100 to $200 million, and it'll be like $350 million. It was way over budget. And what did the Republicans do to address that?
Nothing.
Nothing. Too bad. It's okay. We won't worry about that. It is stunning. That's a great point, Curdy, and a great perspective. I appreciate that. 844-967-2789.
It's playing out all across the state, Dom. That is the clearest thing I'm seeing is vibrant Main Street, little hometown businesses being invested in by the government of the state of Wisconsin. Kudos to Tony Evers and his administration.
Heath from Madison, Wisconsin, you are up. Thank you for calling, Heath. Happy Monday. What do you got for us?
Hey, guys. Hey, I just wanted to call and correct you for a minute.
All right. Thank you, Heath. Good to hear from you. go ahead, man.
You must be Dom. You couldn't be corrected, Crudy. What's the correction do, sir? What did we get wrong?
You forgot. You didn't do anything wrong. You just forgot something. I want to pile on here on Walker. The $65 million, remember, we didn't get when he canceled the already paid for high-speed rail lines.
Yes.
And the rails that would have been fixed. Yeah, you know, I mean...
Well, correct you, sir. It was $900 million that he said no to, and then he put the taxpayers on the hook for the Talgo settlement, which was over $50 million, because Scott Walker said we, the taxpayers, couldn't afford ongoing cost of maintenance of approximately $2 million a year. He blew more than that not buying the Talgo cars.
That's right, Crudy. Heath, what do you say about that?
Yeah, well, you know, and right. And I think that's the 65 I was talking about. So so I guess we're 15 years into the 35 years it would have taken to pay off the $2 million a year.
Right.
Scott Walker screw up 15 years ago. Thanks.
Heath, not only that. Walker. Here's what still plays out in this part of the state. I'm in Amory, Wisconsin, outmarket Minneapolis, but a very rural part of the state. Broadband. There was a federal investment offered in broadband. In 2010, Scott Walker gave it back. Scott Walker said, we don't want your Obama money, and refused to take and make investment in broadband. But when you get in rural Wisconsin, they got to listen to the radio, man, because you can't stream it.
Yeah, this is the problem. I mean, you guys talk about it every day, but the every decision they make, Republicans, is about ideology and not about helping Wisconsinites. It's so clear with every single one of these things. So, yeah, thanks to you guys for what you do. But, you know, next time, you know, make sure you give Scott Walker both 16-inch guns, please.
All right.
I would need 2 hours each and every day to Scott Walker bash.
We used to do that, and then he got beat by Tony Evers, so we haven't really had to do that a whole lot, thankfully. But thank you for listening, Heath. Appreciate it, man.
Well, he wasn't a failed gubernatorial candidate until after he was a failed presidential candidate.
Oh, he was always a failed governor, whether or not he was a candidate.
But, Dom, I wonder when he's been getting paid by the Nazi youth organization, the Reagan youth, whatever they call themselves. And of course, I hope he's getting a piece of the Reagan ranch action, where he sells often from the Sansalito ranch, where he sells online.
Hey, man, the band's going to be signing CDs in the back. Pick up a shirt and hang out, man. That's how you do it.
But at some point, his contract runs out. What's Scott Walker's next ambition? I bet he's coming back. I bet he challenges Tony Evers again, Or maybe, although the last time around he said he didn't want to be a senator, can you see Senator Wanker?
No,
Tammy Evers on the ballot.
No, absolutely not. Come on, I don't. Now he probably has the ego to want to do that, but I don't think Scott Walker would leave the Young America. What is it? What's it called? The Young America's Foundation. As long as checks keep coming, man. And I don't know. Maybe they consider him. Maybe he's doing a good job. Maybe it's just a payoff. I don't know. But why would you leave that job with that check? To go
ambition.
Do something.
Yeah. You trade it all for just a little more.
Give it all away for just a little more. Give all our callers away for just a few more. 844-967-2789. I'm just kidding. Mark from Sussex, you are next. Welcome, Mark. What do you got for us?
Hey, Mark.
Well, I just wanted to ask your colored guest their question about to comment on the FTX. But first of all, where did he try to contact Charlie Seitz? Because Charlie hasn't been in the Milwaukee area for over 5 years.
Yeah, that's true. Scott Ross has long he tried to contact him when he was at WTMJ, and he would pillar his outfit, One Wisconsin Now, and of course, he would seek equal time and wouldn't get it, because that's not how Charlie or right-wing talk radio works, sir.
5 or 6 years ago he's talking about?
We're talking right now, man. What do you got to say that's more current than that?
No, he said he tried contacting Charlie Seitz's radio station.
That's six
years ago.
Yes, and the structure and the format today, of right-wing talk radio hasn't changed in 6 years, Mark.
So I wanted him to comment about the FTX crap that's going on and the millions and millions of dollars that have gone to the Democratic Party on that.
Well, he's not here, unfortunately, Mark, so how about you comment on it? What do you think?
I think it's just another typical huge rich liberal that's donating money to a campaign. And I'm not saying that Republicans don't do this, but at least I understand that both parties do this. He's calling all these guys cowards because they're throwing in money, this and that. And yet he will not even address the situation on the Democratic side.
Well, Mark, I think you and I should agree on this point. I think it's corrupting on both sides of the ledger. I probably vote for more Democrats than you would, sir, but I don't like to hear my Democrats are accepting grandiose donations through black and dark money groups. That's not good for democracy, sir.
Thanks for the call, Mark. 844-967-2789. We will be right back.
This local musical interlude is brought to you by Max Inc. Radio. Kelsey Miles.
Save my soul. Let the music roll.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio every Saturday and Sunday, 6 p.m. to midnight. Download the podcast at maxincradio.com. We are local music.
Did you hear about the vampire that was found? Headline is, skeleton of female, quote, vampire, unearthed at cemetery in Poland.
Listen Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. for As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
A sharp sickle was placed across her neck, and a padlock was put around her big toe. Her burial reveals fear around vampires.
Listen to As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry right here on the Shaw, 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM.
I'm Pat Kreitlow from Up North News. On an earlier edition, we talked to three women, med students, about whether they're going to stay in Wisconsin to practice medicine.
All this Roe v. Wade stuff, and now OBGYN's hands are so tied. I don't want to go through 12 years of training to have some person that didn't do training tell me how to do my job.
It is not a binary choice. You're for or against abortion. It is a healthcare decision. We all have those stories, and people want to hear them.
Don't miss the real stories here on Up North News.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Mainly cloudy overnight with lows around 19. Winds out of the south around 5 miles an hour. Highs level off around 43. Tomorrow, sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Lows dip down to about 25 tomorrow night. Clear skies. Temps above average Wednesday and Thursday with highs in the upper 40s. Chance for scattered showers Thursday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Hite. Currently, it's 19 degrees.
What is dedication?
My biggest fear in the middle of my addiction was that my kids wouldn't have a father. I overdosed on heroin, and I lived. And I started thinking, you know what? This isn't my story. My desire to change had finally outweighed my desire to stay the same. I felt powerless for so much of my life. It's important to me that my kids are empowered and truly believe that if they can think it, they can do it. I definitely had to become a better man to be a better father. For the first time, I finally feel like I'm exactly where I should be, where I want to be.
That's dedication. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5.